Here is something that I've noticed after auditing dozens and dozens of podcasts. The host of the show almost never sees the problem. And when I say problem, I mean that very loosely, okay? They almost never see the issue. And it's not because their podcast is terrible. It's not because they don't care. It's because they're too close to it. They are too close to their own podcast. They have been in their podcast every single week, recording, editing, uploading, scheduling, publishing, figuring out the title, writing the show notes, coming up with topic ideas, finding guests for your show, right? And when you're that deep in something, you stop hearing it the way that a stranger does. You stop hearing what other people hear on the outside. You stop seeing what's confusing. You stop seeing what's unclear, what's not connecting. And that's the invisible problem with your podcast. You literally cannot see it yourself. And so if you've ever felt like something is off with your podcast, but you can't figure out what it is, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, if you already have a podcast and something just feels off, like you're showing up every single week and you're recording, you're editing, you're uploading, you're scheduling, you're publishing these episodes, but it's not converting, or maybe your show notes are completely outdated, your call to actions do not match your current offers anymore, you have broken links, links that don't even work, or you're just not sure if the episodes that you're publishing are even aligned with what it is that you're offering in your business, I want you to check out my podcast audit, because here's what happens. You submit your show, I go through it with fresh eyes, and I tell you exactly what's working, what I feel is not working, and what I feel is the recommendation that needs to change. I'm talking about your podcast positioning, your episode titles, your call to actions, your show notes, your cover art, all of it. You're going to walk away with a clear picture of what's keeping your podcast stuck, and you're going to know exactly what to fix. You're going to be able to implement that right away. If that sounds like something that you need, tap the link in the show notes and let's get your podcast aligned and audited. All right, my friend. So the invisible problem that we are talking about today is the fact that you are too close to your own show. Because when you are in your show every week, or maybe you upload every other week, it doesn't matter. When you're in your podcast and you're doing all the things, you stop hearing it objectively. You know what you meant to say. You know what you meant to have come across. And so that's what you hear instead of what you actually said. And trust me, this has happened many times, many, many times for myself included. Okay, even though I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, I'm not exempt from this, okay? You know your offers, so you assume that your listener does too. And that's a mistake that I made. And I want to digress just a little bit here, because on this podcast, I wish I knew the exact timeline, and I will actually know the exact timeline once I go through my show and audit all 150 plus of my own episodes. But I'm pretty positive that I'm going to make a guess. I want to say that for at least, I don't know, I'm going to go with 70 episodes. 70 episodes at least, or around that. And every single episode, it did not matter what episode it was, what type of episode it was, what I was talking about. Every single episode, I was pointing back to my management services, my podcast management services. And so the problem with that, right, is that if, for example, I was doing an episode on how to know if a podcast is right for your business, right? So if I'm doing an episode on how to know if you should start a podcast to support your business, right? I'm assuming, and I could be wrong because I know that sometimes we can go backwards. And what I mean by that is sometimes even though we are already at a certain level or even though we've already done something, sometimes we do go back and we listen to content about like what we could have done, right? Like when we started. And so with that being said, though, I'm assuming that like 80% of people who listen to that episode probably have not started their podcast yet, right? Because most people, if you have an existing podcast and it supports your business, then why are you going to listen to an episode about if you should do it or not? You know what I mean? So I'm assuming that about 80% of people who listened to that episode, they have not started their podcast yet, right? That's the entire reason why they clicked, okay? And so in that episode, one of the very first things that I'm pointing them to is my management services. And I'm like, by the way, if you need a podcast manager to help you edit and upload and schedule your podcast episodes, I'm your girl. And the problem with that was that most likely, again, now let me just say this, right? There's no one size fits all here. And every single person is different. So there could totally be, and I've seen it before, you know, people reach out to me like this, they haven't started their podcast, but they know immediately that they're going to need help. So they start seeking out a podcast manager. They already know that they need one when they start one. Don't get me wrong. Those types of people definitely exist. But most people, if you have not launched a podcast yet, you're probably not even thinking about a podcast manager. When I first started my podcast, I didn't even know that podcast management was a thing. I didn't know that there were actually people out there who helped you and specialized in that area of like helping you get it launched and like editing and all this other stuff. Like I had no clue. And so my point is that that call to action of me pointing my listener to podcast management services, when in fact she hasn't even launched her show yet, is a misalignment with where I could have led them. So a better fit, for example, is I could have led to my, at the time, it was called the Ultimate Podcast Organizer. It was a spreadsheet that I had put together that I created in 2024 to help myself stay ahead of schedule in summer breaks and winter breaks. And it's also supported multiple of my clients through maternity leave. And so that could have been a really great call to action for that episode, you know, because you want to be organized when you start your podcast. And I can think of a few other things as well. But my point is that call to action did not meet the level of where that listener was at. There was a much more aligned call to action for that specific episode. And so that was a perfect example of just the pure misalignment of offers. So here's what this looks like in real life though. And I'm being so real with you, okay? Call to actions, right? Where you are pointing your listener. They made sense when you recorded them, but your offer has changed. The episode titles that you came up with that are clear to you but confusing to a stranger. Now, I have to record an episode about episode titles because I'm telling you, it is such a pet peeve of mine when podcast episode titles are not clear. I mean, that was annoying to me even when I first started podcasting, like when I'm looking at other shows and I'm like, I have literally no idea what this is about. And it doesn't create curiosity to me. Now, there is definitely a way, especially on YouTube. I think people do this really well on YouTube. There's a way to create curiosity, right? And then have them click on it. But like your podcast episode titles, they're just different than, you know, YouTube titles. And you got to be clear. You have to be so clear because podcasting, and I say this all the time, is very intimate. So people are literally taking time, precious time out of their day, which by the way, if you're listening, thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to this episode. But your listeners are taking time out of their day to listen. And so when the titles are not clear, they're literally going to skip over it. They're not going to click. They're not going to know what the episode is about. And even if they do click, there's probably still a misalignment there. And so episode titles that are not clear to them, but are clear to you, show notes that assume context your listener doesn't have. I mean, in my audits, it makes me so sad when I just see it's like a mix of things, right? They're all different as they should be, right? No show is the same, but like some of them have way too many links and then some of them have no links at all. And I'm like, where are your links? Like at the very least link to your Instagram or something or your Facebook page or something, right? Like you want to send them somewhere. And so show notes that assume context that your listener doesn't have or that just have way too much for them to even like take the next step. And then the messaging reflects where your business was at the time and not where it is. And I cannot even tell you how excited I am to go through my own show and update all my show notes, because they are all kinds of jacked up when I tell you. They are really messed up. And people are listening to my podcast every day. And it's not just the recent episodes. People go back and they listen, right? People are searching on Google. People are searching in the podcast apps directly. Like, they are being directed to my show and they're listening to older episodes, and people are finding my show however they find it, and they're listening to older episodes. And so it's really important for us to have those older episodes aligned with where our business is right now. And then you don't notice it, and you're probably not thinking about it because you live in your business every day. You live in the podcast all the time, and that's just, it's normal. It's just what happens. And so here's why your listener hears your podcast differently than you do. Because they don't know your backstory. They don't know your offers unless you tell them clearly. And then again, they might be hearing you, and they probably are, for the very first time. And then there's this other element of they're probably half listening while driving, folding laundry, walking the dog, doing the dishes. I mean, there's endless amounts of ways that people listen to podcasts, right? So the things that you want to point them to, the things that you're trying to relay, they need to be obvious, not clever, not cute, not punny, not subtle. They need to be obvious and clear. And so what feels repetitive to you is brand new to them. And then on that other note, the things that you think they already know, those very beginner phases that your person is in, you think that they all know that stuff, and they don't. I promise you, they don't. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to do what I'm calling at the current moment, the stranger test. Okay. If a stranger clicked on your podcast right now, would they know immediately who it's for? Would they understand what you do and how exactly to work with you? Would they know the next step to take? Most shows, they fail this test. And in every single audit that I've done, there has been some type of improvement to be made. There have been shows that have been very close to like what I would say this is like, you know, right on point. But there is still, there's always improvements to be made, even with my own show. And I truly believe, you know, being a Christian woman, I truly believe that we will never get to a place where things are absolutely perfect, either in life, in business, in whatever it is. There's always going to be something better that we're searching for. There's always going to be something better. There's always going to be a way to make things more perfect or whatever. So it's not about, at the same time though, I'm not talking about being perfect, right? Because again, there's always something we can improve on. But what I'm talking about is making sure that it's super clear. And again, most shows, they fail this test, and it's not because their show is terrible. It's not because their episodes are bad. It's not because they don't care. It's because they're too close to see the gaps. And that is exactly why you need outside eyes. You need outside sources to look at your show, and you can't read the label from inside the jar, my friend. This is why editors exist for writers. This is why coaches exist for athletes. This is why audits exist for podcasters, right? That is exactly what I do. Somebody who doesn't know your business, your offers, your history, they hear what your listener hears. They see what your listener sees. And that is the perspective that you need. So I want you to do this. I want you to try this. This is something you can do right now for free. You can go inside the Moms Who Podcast community and you can make a post and you can ask somebody there, whatever. But reach out to somebody. Ideally, I want you to do this twice. Once with somebody that you know and somebody who knows you. And then I want you to do it with somebody who you don't really know. And I want you to say, here's my podcast name. Here's my cover art. Here's who I'm trying to reach. Here's what I'm offering. Does this make sense to you? Like, if you were to see this show and you were this type of person, would this make sense? And let them tell you. Because if they can't tell, your ideal listener, they definitely can't tell. So go ask, get outside eyes, get informal feedback if it helps. All right. And so here is what a podcast audit actually does. It helps you position your gaps. It helps you identify who is my show actually for. It helps you with your call to action misalignment. Does this actually lead anywhere? It helps you with your episode titles. Would somebody actually click on this episode? Is this a pain point, a struggle, a desire, a transformation that they're needing right now in this moment? Your show notes. Are they helping you or are they hurting you? Your listener journey. Where does the episode fit in the listener journey? And then it helps you identify the things that you've been blind to for months or even years. And so this is not about being bad at podcasting. Needing an audit doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you did it wrong. It means that you're too close, which means that you're showing up. The podcasters who never need audits are the ones who are not consistent, the ones who don't care enough to have this problem. This is a good problem to have, by the way. This is a really good problem to have if you need a podcast audit. So if you have 50, 100, 150 episodes, you need outside eyes. And again, that's not a weakness. That is wisdom. And if you have less than 50 episodes, you are in a perfect position to go back, recalibrate, and get a good plan moving forward. And if you want eyes on your podcast, you have two options. Option number one is you can submit your show for Fix My Podcast Live. It is a free event that I do every month, and it is where I audit podcast live so that you can watch and learn. You can either come and observe, or you can have me audit your show. It is totally free to have your show audited live. Option number two is if you want a full deep dive audit just for your show, check out my podcast audit. If you want to do it yourself, if you want me to do it for you, there is something in there no matter where you are at in that journey. And both of those links are in the show notes. Again, I really, truly appreciate your time, and I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.